Hello, my name is Preston Gonzalez, and on this podcast today, we will talk about Leslie Van Houten. More specifically, should she receive parole in 2019? Leslie Van Houten, in case you don't know who she is, was a member of a cult back in the late 60s. The cult was known as the Manson Family. The Manson Family cult was a bunch of members that made these horrific murders, totaling up to like four events. The Tate murders, the LaBianca murders, the Hinman murder, and the Schroeder murder. Totaling up to around 13 deaths. Leslie only took part in one of these events, though, the LaBianca murder. And she was accompanied with two other people. The two other people was Charles Tex Watson, which is currently incarcerated as well, and Sadie Mae Glutz, aka Susan Atkins, which whom died on September 24th, 2009, at age 61. Leslie stabbed Rosemary LaBianca and is now serving life in prison for it, but that was back in the 60s. She is now 69 years old, and should she receive parole? What's the worst she could do? Well, the definition of parole is temporary release of a prisoner for a special purpose or permanent before the completion of the sentence on the promise of good behavior. Well, in my opinion, I don't think she should receive parole. The reason why is because she still committed the murder, and if she cannot do the time, she should have never done the crime. I know she was under the control of Manson, but she still could have probably backed out when she wanted to, or she clearly did it on purpose. I feel like she wasn't under control. She had completely reasonable thinking, but she's also 69 years old right now. What is the worst she could do? Well, I'm not saying that she would do anything horrific like she did back in the 60s, but she could still do bad. Like, she could fall into bad habits, like drugs. Like, today, drugs are way more powerful than what they ever were back in the 60s. And let's say that she does do drugs, like, they can impact her in a very negative way. And she could be controlled in a way, I guess. Another point I really want to say is that she had been in prison for 40 years. So much has changed in the world, like in modern society, that I feel like she would not be able to adapt. Like, we have big brands and cell phones. Like, a lot of people, like in LA, pretty much everyone has their own Gucci and Supreme luxury item. Also, everyone has cell phones. Like, and they're always on them. And I feel like it would just be really hard for her to adapt to modern society and understand, like, all we do. Like, back in the day, look at the music. They only had, like, the Beatles, Elvis, Jimi Hendrix, and, like, they were so limited to, like, to music. But now we have all those and many more. And not many people still do listen to, like, Elvis or the Beatles. A lot of them are listening to more popular music, so she would have to, like, learn that music to actually have a friendship or relationship in a way. But, also, if she does get released for parole, it's going to be all over Facebook, Instagram, like every social media, and it's going to be a big story. And so not only will she get hate, but I know she's going to get a lot of hate, I feel like. So, also, like, I feel like since she would not be able to adapt, she would much rather be in prison than outside. I know. outside, you feel more free, but can you actually do more? Like, if you don't know, because stuff has changed so much. I just feel like it's, she, yeah, well, do you think she should be released for parole? Like, have your own opinion. I showed mine, and you do you.